Georgia is allowing businesses like hair salons and gyms to reopen starting today, even though President Trump has criticized Republican Governor Brian Kemp's decision to do that. In Wisconsin, protesters today are demanding that Democratic Governor Tony Evers quickly end Wisconsin's social distancing restrictions. One Republican Party official told protesters to leave their guns and Confederate flags at home to control the optics of the protest.
Meanwhile, the maker of Lysol is warning people to disregard the president's remarks yesterday, asking scientists to test the use of disinfectant to treat coronavirus.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning?
Joining us now to talk more about this is ABC News political director Rick Klein. And Rick, let's start with the president's remarks about disinfectant, which are being widely condemned. What's been the reaction to this from other politicians?
The mayor of Atlanta, of course, who's coping with reopening today, is saying it's like the Twilight Zone. Hillary Clinton saying, please don't poison yourself because Donald Trump thinks it could be a good idea. It's beyond condemnation or even beyond mockery. And I think there's a real sense of fear that it could impact people's health and lives. And of course, the White House is saying that the president's comments were misconstrued, but you just heard the soundbite. He is defying his own scientists, people inside his own administration, and defying basic common sense and good healthcare judgment.
Yeah. Let's step back a little bit. We've seen throughout the last few years the decisions of politicians that they're making really have become fuel for this progressive versus conservative culture war. But are you surprised to see all of this play out during a pandemic?
I think we can't be surprised that politics is going to infuse all of this. But, you know, we saw in our polling today from ABC News and Ipsos that most of the country really thinks that this is a big deal and should not we shouldn't be moving too quickly to open things up. We had 8 in 10 Americans saying even if restrictions were lifted tomorrow, they would still be hesitant to go to a big public place. More than 70% saying that the much more danger in reopening too quickly than in damaging the economy by staying closed too long. So people are taking this seriously, and I think that is that's infecting the political reaction as well. And I think that's why you see the president on both sides of the reopening debate.
Yeah, I mean, yes, he's been on both sides, as you said. I mean, when we're looking at this, we kind of always ask this question. But based on this polling that you see, what do you think this means for the president, that he's kind of on both sides of this issue, trying to get support for himself, really?
Well, I think he's been looking for new enemies, political enemies, and we've seen his approval rating stagnate after a little bit of a bump a few weeks ago. I think his team recognizes that he is going to be judged on his reaction to this pandemic. And based on the early reviews and the public perception so far, that is not a good thing. And I think we've seen his standing erode in battleground states, and I think that's influencing the president's actions as well. And I think his casting about for different bad guys in this, different people and institutions to attack, I think is a symbol of that. And I think also his distance from the governor of Georgia in recognizing that maybe we can't be going as quickly, as aggressively as he may want.
Today, a nearly $500 billion relief bill for businesses and hospitals and increased testing takes effect. Is there an appetite in Congress for more money?
Well, there's a big battle over what's going to be next. Mitch McConnell sounding off about the need to start to think about the debt that we're accumulating as a society, even suggesting that states may have to go bankrupt, which is, you know, not something that actually can happen, we don't believe, under federal law right now. I think there's going to be growing concern about the next tranche of spending. And to be clear, we have already spent ridiculously large numbers of dollars compared to anything that's ever been done before. And that's just to keep the house warm. That's like burning cash just to keep warm. And so there's going to have to be another attempt at spending money. And it's not clear where the political consensus will be.
Before you go, really quickly, polls this show this week, presumptive Democratic presidential Joe Biden leading in the swing states. But last night, Biden told supporters he thinks Trump will try to delay the election. What are you hearing about where this race stands?
I don't think that there will be a real effort to delay the election. And I think you have seen the vice president's standing go up a bit in the last couple of weeks. But I would posit it's not because of anything he's done. It's about the president. And if this is a referendum on the president and his judgment and leadership so far, then Joe Biden looks pretty good. But he is going to have to be ready for scrutiny and ready for the next 6 months. And he can't be as off of the national radar screen and won't be as off the national radar screen as he has been the last couple of weeks. That will change. It's going to be a close election. And I do think that these choices ahead for the president and to a lesser extent for Biden are going to be determinative. And this is the big issue. Everything else is kind of faded away.
Rick Klein is ABC News political director. Thank you, Rick.
Hey, thank you.